From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County's COVID-19 case count remains at 53. No additional cases confirmed as of late Saturday. Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Brankovich saying, as always, it is encouraging to see no positive cases. We recognize we will see some increase in cases as we ease shelter in place. Regardless, it is important that we begin to move forward soon at the state and local level and are planning accordingly. Coast Central Credit Union President and CEO James Sessa announcing that its board of directors has approved $100,000 in grants through its community investment program to 10 local groups for its spring 2020 round of giving. Coast Central also supports communities through sponsorships, college scholarships, and employee volunteer programs. The spring recipients include $24,600 for Companion Animal Foundation for equipment for a mobile vet unit, $10,000 to the Northern California Community Blood Bank for its bloodmobile replacement, $10,000 to Pacific Coast Fish, Wildlife, and Wetlands for a truck for transporting materials and people, $3,780 to Willow Creek Fire Safe Council for wildfire protection through brush removal, also $2,900 to Mad River Girls Fast Pitch Softball for masks and chin replacements and other equipment, and $2,400 to Arcata School District for a food warmer for its Eat Well, Learn Well program. Eureka City Council member Leslie Castellano is seeking numerous 18 by 18 inch pieces of fabric or bandanas to hand out to people who are homeless. Many people on the streets cannot access masks and are in need of them. Castellano posting on Facebook, please message me and I can arrange pickup or delivery. This is a great way to contribute to the need for masks. If you don't have time to sew, cut up sheets work great, she says. A fire early Saturday in Brookings that happened at an empty residence at the end of Moore Street, causing damage to a number of homes there. Brookings Fire, Harbor Fire, Gold Beach Fire, Crescent City Fire, Smith River Fire, and others responded and contained that blaze. Officers and a detective from the Brookings Police Department, along with Oregon State Police arson investigators, continuing to investigate a cause for the fire. Multiple subjects were seen in the area, and video surveillance is being recovered. If anyone has information regarding the fire or the video surveillance that could help in the investigation, they're urged to call Brookings Police 541-469-3118. There's a cash reward possible of up to $1,000 for information leading to arrests. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.